Westchester Ruins, Mansion Site. Official status, condemned property, declared structurally unsafe after unrelated seismic damage. Access restricted under federal emergency powers. Public narrative. Once the former headquarters of the X-Men, the site is now treated as a failed experiment, a cautionary monument to unchecked power and misguided idealism. Truth. The mansion was never destroyed. It was neutralized. After the fall of the X-Men's public reputation, the property was seized in a joint operation involving the DEA, SRB, and private contractors. Anything symbolic was dismantled. Anything functional was buried, sealed, or repurposed. What remains? Subterranean structures still powered at low levels, vaulted rooms that never appear on official schematics, evidence caches, training archives, and dormant systems. The psychic imprint of decades of mutant presence, locals report a low hum at night. Drones patrol irregularly. Trespassers are processed, not arrested. Why it matters. The mansion is no longer a home. It's a warning. To the public, this is what happens when mutants organize. To the X-Men remnants, this is what was taken from you. Relationship to Nocturne. Corey avoids the ruins unless absolutely necessary, not because he's afraid of what's there, but because he remembers what it stood for